is the most widely played sport in America, and probably in the world. And there are very good reasons for its popularity. First, it's fun. That's the most important reason. Second, it's easy to learn. Perhaps you can't learn to be an expert in a few days, but you can learn to be well enough to enjoy it. Third, it's a sport that's within the physical capabilities of almost everyone. And fourth, it's inexpensive and convenient.
Dos. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
I put in I to start, cause the verse is about me. Sometimes it just flows, even when my mind is cloudy. One of the few things you get better at with every brew sip, get a pen and a pad.
That's all there is to it, without knowing any more than that.
You can blaze a saddle, without a rhyming dictionary. Up shit's creek without a paddle. Tattletales, dark cluck, cluck. Mark your hand and move on. Really only need to nod your head to poop, get your groove on.
Groove on particles, past participle, fake flow tense is dope as long as the words rhyme, even if it makes no sense. Bend right and conscious stream seems dull sappiness. I'm not only the best rap I know,
maybe one of the happiest.
Actually, Diggy's the crappiest, find myself to be the laughiest. It's cool to write about your feelings and how you're such a pacifist.
Your songs aren't even half of this, master this with the proverbial you.
Just rap about being raw and the illity you do.
Unless you want to turn professional, you must realize that it is designed for fun. If you work at it too hard and turn it into a struggle instead of a sport, you're defeating the purpose of the game. Winning is exciting, of course, but it isn't everything. So all I'm going to try to do on this record is to show you how to get more fun out of it.
Call your boys on the phone, kick them that fresh poem, get some daps in the celly, then drop it through the microphone.
Drive your brain in with your nose bone, shouldn't take it so serious, can never end a freestyle, acting all mysterious. Hood up, stood up fresh, stance, advance, bend back, put your hands up, yell a little, and then just start your rap.
Make the crowd hand clap, stand back and let the tunes flip, people nod heads, removing cobwebs like a broomstick. Boom lit in bathrooms, assume it's the music, underground where bums are found, and gospel spit by Q-tip.
Take notes, he's a good rapper, so is Quasimodo. Have mirrors on the wall when I keep raps inside my dojo. Drop the mic, that's a no-no, don't say homo or yag, but curse as much as possible, your album will drag.
Brag as much as possible, hit the road, no showers, grungy.
There's a f***ing establishment in almost every town in the country.
Spend nights digging through curbs, crates, smuggling guitar riffs, recording mic checks to be the next struggling artist. You don't have to be the smartest, the best dressed, to be raw, just be sure your gear is tight, rhymes are right, and the beats raw.
To start with, be comfortable. And as I've said before, and it can't be said too often, rapping is a game strictly for kicks. Pants that are too tight or a skin-tight shirt may look like a million, but you rap like 2 cents. Make sure your clothing is loose and comfortable, so you can swing your arms and your legs without any difficulty.
You can be a backpacker, wear overalls like a nomad, rock a gold watch with socks as fresh as your vocab. Beef broccoli, pinwheels, polka dots at Kwame, punk like Ad-Rock and suits like Dr. Bombay.
Wear my James Worthy New Balance is like a balancing act. Have a fresh shirt to wear, but the hat doesn't match. If my shirt is impressed, how am I supposed to get snatched? And if the girls aren't impressed, no chance of poking the hatch.
Go to the res for two, cause I refute paying tax. Tim's for being raw, New Balance when I feel like laying back.
I don't feel like laying tracks, but my jersey's immaculate, see my reflection the mirror, and then I start to battle it. Tattletale, Mark Buster, win the battle, tell him get lost. My jeans are nice and faded, so I tell my shadow step off.
If a cat's rep soft, put a Tim tree on his forehead, wrap the mic around his brain and tell him you make a boar's head.
The more death, the better. Go gather a blood, get pissed when I wear new kicks, then step in some mud.
Pour some suds for Jimmy Gomes, the anchor bar and a bubble vest. It's how I roll in corduroys and a sweater half in jest. Dress for success, think of the ladders you'll climb.
You can go out tonight and rap and have a wonderful time. Try to imitate his style. Imitation, remember, is the sincerest form of flattery. During all this time, you will undoubtedly be getting lots of free advice. No matter what conflicting opinions you'll get from the other kibitzers. And practice, practice, practice. The more you rap, the better you'll be. That's true of every sport, and certainly true of rap.